It is time for us to bring in Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack, with Appraise This. How you doing, fellas?
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Greetings. Doing well.
All right. Well, you know, we hear it's been so strange since the building is in lockdown, so nobody comes in to tape. We do everything over the phone, and just myself, I come in the morning, and Jill comes in the afternoon, and midday, and Maddie. It's just strange to be in this self-lockdown mode. Are you guys in that kind of mode as well?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
For the most part, the only thing that Tim does, if he goes on, he has to get his allergy shot, and so
yeah. Well, and walking the dogs.
Yeah, we're walking the dogs.
We do get out and go visit my parents. I mean, really, that's been the only thing. And we just do that once a week to try and help them with stuff that they need or can't find.
I am the designated shopper. So
You know what they have up here, which is great, and you should check out down there? I just got finished interviewing Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association on their medical side, but they have a home care side where they will go out and they will do shopping. They will work with people on FaceTiming. They will work with things around the house.
That's great.
And what it's great is for people whose parents or grandparents are alone and might be scared at this time of year because they just don't know with the pandemic. It's nice to have somebody from Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association be able to visit them, whether it's for medical or whether it's for the homeowner assistance as well. I think it puts everybody's mind at ease.
Yeah.
Well, there's another thing that we've actually signed up. You've heard us talk about our friend Jackie. She's 92, and I check on her every couple of days. But we signed her, Tim's mom and dad, and
your mother-in-law,
and my mother-in-law. Yes, my mother-in-law. And we've also signed up for it through Publix, our grocery store here. Is you can actually order your groceries online and have them delivered to your front door. So we've signed them up for that, and it works quite well. And the I'm sure the other stores have online presence. And as a matter of fact, if you listen to my latest podcast, which just came out this morning, you'll hear I have I posted a link on my site for the top apps that you can put on your phone or your iPad and order groceries. So we're adjusting. We're in this new era, but it's definitely has its effects on people's psyche. I've noticed people are really jumpy and
what do you mean by that? What do you mean jumping? Right. What do you mean jumping?
Well, I think what it's also changed is that a lot of people, where we have been different is that we've run a business for 20 years out of our home, so we've done and have been used to, and the discipline that it takes to work at home, and also the isolation that goes along with it, because that's something that I think a lot of people are dealing with. Even with Gurjans, the appraisal company that I'm working with, international company, they are based in New York. So, of course, they have everybody working remotely, and they've done that. We talked about this last week. This week, and I had a conversation with the president of the company. I said, you know, we need to do, is there any kind of video thing that we can do these internal meetings with? And he said, yes, we do this with their business development team. I said, well, I know that the appraisers are probably feeling like islands out there. And especially with this virus going on, we need to talk about how this is going to affect the marketplace and our work product moving forward. And so I've been working with them. And actually today, we're having a Zoom conference meeting. And the CEO and also the president of the company said, dress like you're going to work, and we're going to turn the videos on so that we all have this interaction, and it's a different type of the, if you will, FaceTime that you would not typically go through. But in this crisis and in what we're going through, it's we're making the best of it and making sure that people, you know, we're keeping the morale up. And I think that's what's really important, is making sure that, yes, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but we can get through this at this point. And also looking at the marketplace and saying, yeah, okay, this is where it is, but we've been here before. And I pulled up and I'm working out a presentation that I want to do to some of our clients to say, here, we've been through this, here's what's happened, and here's what history has shown us that has typically happened after. Now, it's going to take a little while, and I'm not saying that it's going to be instantaneous, but there are just, as I was doing my research, I was really surprised and shocked, and, you know, to see, yes, things go down, there's a correction, this is what this is, we're going through it. This is, if anything, it is teaching us and showing us that once we get back up and going, make sure you have a reserve. It's just like what we go through every year down here in Florida is hurricane preparedness, is just to be prepared for any future and to see when things go up. And that means saving, having a savings. You know, if you have a collection, making sure that it's properly insured. It's all of those things. So this is just we're taking stock of just everything that's going on.
Well, one of the other things that we have been talking about, and this is something that we've talked about on the show before, but also this is a practice that we've actually done in the past when we haven't been able to see a piece or a number of items. We have actually done Skype appraisals, where if you have your a camera on your computer or your iPhone or your laptop, you can look at the item through Skype, and we can actually see what we're looking at, and we can say, okay, now turn it around, let's see the bottom, I want to see that signature a little closer, can you hold it closer to the camera? And it's not as though we haven't done this before, it's that we haven't done this in such a large scale. And I think it's just a matter of adjusting how we do business and doing what we Americans do best, and that's innovate. So I believe that whatever's coming down the pike, as long as we keep a level head, do what is recommended, right, we can move forward. And it's sure it's going to hurt for a while, but, you know, we've gone through two world wars, and although this is very serious and it's actually on our front door at this point in time, we're going to be able to get through it. So we just have to all work together and listen to what the professionals say.
The scientists.
The unfortunate thing is that even though I, being born in 1952, I wasn't around during World War II, but I was extremely aware of it. My parents were, my grandparents, of course. But nobody in today's society, the millennials, we have faced AIDS. AIDS was something totally different, okay? SARS, these were all different. They were bad. But it seems like the millennials are not prepared to do the things they have to do to stop the spread of this. That's the thing that amazes me. Millennials still like to gather in groups. They'll go outside for a walk like happened in New York. They'll gather in big groups in Central Park. Come on. Come on. They'll go to out in California, which was hit hard. They would go to the beaches and in Florida. I mean, those are the things that people, you know, there's sacrifice whenever something major happens to a country, whether it's a world war like we had, or whether it's the Great Depression. There's sacrifices.
Or 9/11.
That's exactly right. There's sacrifices people have to make.
Yeah. Yes, but when this is the issue that I am annoyed about, and that is this particular generation is the entitled generation, and they don't understand that it's not about me, 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 me. It's about us, 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 us. It always has been, and it always will be. And if you are living for me, 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 and not thinking about your fellow man, this is what happens. I mean, the lack of social distancing, the not caring attitude about, well, this is my spring break, and I don't care about anybody else.
Greg, I get that, but it's also from another perspective, is that the messaging from the top has not been one of that's been very clear and directive. It started by saying, oh, if you're under 40, you're not going to get this. So that immediately sent a message saying, oh, well, then I'm fine, not realizing that was a haphazard message that went out. It's all about the messaging. That if it was a stronger message saying, yeah, but if you're under 40, you may not get this bad, but you are a carrier. You may be infected and don't know it, and you can infect others. So that's why it's important. And I think that that messaging got screwed up, and, you know, they just didn't listen. So it's a combination of, you can't just say it's them totally. There's not 100%, but it's what we've been going through, and what we've seen is this mis-messaging or crazy messaging. And what we said at the beginning is you have to listen to the scientists. And I think that that's where, and they weren't able to get that message out early. They are now figuring ways to do that and doing what they can to get the right message out. I think that's the whole thing, and you can't really pin it on just one thing. And I think that's what we need to do, is everybody take a step back. This is a major reset for everyone, is take a step back, take a deep breath, reassess where you are and where things are, but heed the public warnings, because that really is what needs to be done. And to bring it back to even what we do in our world, as far as auctions and, you know, the online people that are doing online are continuing to do online, but even Art Basel, that is a major art show where millions of people get together. They were scheduled to do this in Hong Kong, but they were very fast, and they now are doing a virtual Art Basel. And I just received something in my email box this morning that says, click here for all the different viewing rooms of all the galleries that are offering artworks and for things that are out there. So, you know, that is the ingenuity. That is what we need to be focusing on, is how can we do this? And I think that if it were posed as a challenge, especially to the millennials who are constantly on their phones, they would have been leading the way and saying, here's how we need to be creative and what can we do? I mean, you're starting to see things like that on Facebook where people are saying, okay, I'm home. This is what I have. What do you think this is? And like just doing some sort of social interacting virtually. And I think utilizing social media and the video conferencing and those different tools that are out there, that will help us not only for our mental state, but also to just push us forward and get us through this.
I think one of the things that is worth mentioning is, I've told you in the past that Tim and I, we do a lot of volunteer work and programs for the Brandeis National Women's Committee down here for the Treasure Coast branch. And I do cooking classes for them. And we have one that's coming up. I'm calling it a chili cook-off, coming up in April. And nobody they wanted to cancel the class. And so I said, wait a second, let me work on this. And so Tim and I are going to try to see if we can actually do a virtual class, so that because most of them are elderly and they need the interaction, and it'll be hopefully it'll be an interactive class that I can still hold the class. They can still do something without leaving the comfort and safety of their home. So these are the things that, and the same thing within the appraisals. You know, we are encouraging people to still contact us, because we can do an appraisal, like I said, with Skype or from photographs. So although this is definitely a lemon, we're trying to make lemonade out of the circumstances. So I think it's going to, the more we, I think the more that we try to be creative in this time, that the better we all are going to end up being in the long run, because it's going to not go away. I mean, these sort of things can happen, and it could be just a new way of doing business in the future, just like the internet was a new way of doing auctions 15 or 20 years ago.
Right. To do the online. And actually, today is the day that I would have been in Indiana for the National Auctioneers Association teaching at the Certified Auctioneer Institute, and the subject would have been sales communications, oddly enough, or ironically enough. And one of the big things that I talk about in my presentation is improvisation, is that you have to be a master at improvisation in business. So when the client says, we need to do this, it can't be, oh, can't. And the bottom line of improv is it's yes and. So it's constantly saying we need to really and for an example, and I'll give you an example of this, is that my the president of the company yesterday said, well, we need to do this, and we need to figure out how we can continue doing business development. And instead of saying, well, I can't go see anybody, it's yes and, well, let's set up video conferencing and let's try this, and I'll send out an email, and maybe I can do a presentation in the middle of April to our clients that says, here's where we are and here's the market, you know, from our perspective as appraisers and art advisors, here's our perspective and here's where we see this going. So that it keeps people engaged, and it is all about that improvisation. And the more creative that you can say, yes, and let me think about this, how do I move forward? I think that keeps it on a positive instead of no, because as soon as you say no, it just stops. So you need to keep the conversation going, and you need to keep the creativity going. And that's one of the big things in business, is that if you can learn to do that, you will continue to be in business, no matter what you do.
That's true. And I will be the first to attest that over the 25 years that we have been in business, we have recreated ourselves more than Madonna has.
And Cher combined.
And Cher. So, and we're still around, so it can be done. Yeah.
Well, just remember, 50 years ago, I started off as an overnight disc jockey in Kingston, New York, and I was there, to play music, but it was more to meet bands and girls and have fun. And over the 50 years, I've reinvented myself at least four or five times.
Yeah. See how it involves? But see, that's improv, Marshall, is that somebody said to you, hey, we need somebody to do this. Yes, and I see the need. I'll fill that in. Yeah, let me do this. So your intention was one thing, but look where it brought you, and it was a lifelong career. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying, is that as soon as you start saying no to any opportunities, or no, that can't be done, or oh, I don't know how to do that, well, then you're dead in the water. You have to constantly say, yes, let me try and figure this out. Or let me talk to somebody who's already been doing this and see, get their input so that I can also do it and put my spin on it.
All right, guys.
One last comment is the old adage, necessity is the mother of invention, has never been more important as it is today.
With that being said, stay safe, you guys. We'll speak to you next week.
Hey, you too. Go wash your hands.
Stay safe.
Wash your hands. Wash your hands.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the Frick and Frack of Nick and Knack, appraise this here at Robinhood Radio. You'll find them at tqag.com on the web.